We Like Dota is brought to you with the generous support of our patrons. Patrons like Yield Raven, Ninja Skelts, Samson Magnuson, RX Cowbell, Surreal, CBX, Mr. Fancy Pants, Beandob, Monster, Icebug, Spenguin, Titus Andromedon, Dank, Zinason, Dolly Kouschef, Paul Turner, Jeff Peterson, Digital Nick, Edge, Javier Lato Play, and Wisp. To get your name on this list of patrons, head over to WeLikeDota.com and follow the links to the Patreon. We Like Dota episode 286 starts now. Welcome everyone to another episode of We Like Dota. This is Jim. I will be your host today. And I have with me Arian.
What's up, Jim? Hello, Internet.
Hello, Arian. And we are also joined by Charlene.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Arian. Hello, Internet.
Hello, Charlene.
Hello, listeners.
Yes, hello, listeners. Has everyone had a good time playing Dota lately? Any big
yes,
news?
I do have. I mean, we will get into that later, but I do have a story to start us off, if you want to. So
yeah, by all means.
We have a local supermarket here, like right across the street, basically. It's called Rewe. And ever since this epidemic hit, you know, people are not going out a lot. People are in the supermarket a lot. And the supermarket staff, they started putting, like, just small basket boxes next to the cashiers. And I thought they were like collecting money or like collecting donations. So every time I went there, I put a bit of money into the collection box.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that for, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks now. And then yesterday when I went to the supermarket again, it hit me because I never saw that, but in the collection box, they wrote in letters like, this is cash only, no donations. So for the past like 3 weeks, I've just been putting donations, quote unquote, into these boxes, and basically, I don't know. They never told me that I'm not supposed to give money.
Donations of
I
what?
I guess they enjoyed scamming me.
Is that so that they like minimize like touching money and everything?
I think so. Yeah, okay. But most people pay with their card anyway. Yeah. To be honest,
yeah.
I don't know. Just feels bad.
Donations of what? I don't understand what was happening here.
I mean, I thought they were collecting donations, so I kept giving them money into those boxes. But the box was just to exchange, like, spare change after
you. Oh, okay, I get it.
Oh, well, was that not understandable from the way I told the story?
No, I got it.
Okay, I got you.
All right, thanks, God. It's just Jim.
Yeah. Do you wear a mask?
I do wear a mask.
What is it? What does it look like?
I haven't had a mask for the longest time, but like 3 days ago, my mom gave me a mask because one of her friends, she's a sewer. So she sewed us some very nice mask.
That's
a seamstress.
Yeah.
I was told, I mean, the mask, it's pretty all right. It's not like one of the good masks. It's one of the like low tier ones, but it's pretty fashionable, to be honest.
What does it look like?
I was told, I mean, it looks like a mask. It's white and it has blue straps, which is pretty nice.
Okay.
It's pretty triangular, so it definitely has like a very visible seam when I put it on at like the front. But I was told the mask suits me.
It suits you.
I don't know. Apparently, I have the mask look.
Does it bring out your eyes? Does it suit
it does,
you?
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I wear glasses. It focuses even more on my eyes.
Mm.
Do you have a mask, Charlene?
I do not regularly wear a mask, no.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion that it only does so much. I just maintain my distance
from
people.
I know it doesn't protect me from getting the virus, but I think it's just a sign of respect like to other people because it minimizes the risk of transmitting the virus to somebody else.
That's very true. I think if... there's not enough social pressure, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not mandated
here in
Vancouver.
I mean, not
in
Western
Vancouver.
Countries, at least. Because in most Asian countries, like even when there's not a virus,
everybody
wears some masks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in our state, we just got an order. If you're going to like a place of public accommodation, like a supermarket or something, you must wear a mask or you're not allowed in.
Mm.
Yeah. Did they give out free masks? Like, what would I do if I didn't have a mask?
No, you just starve. That's it.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah. But yeah, but we just ordered a mask for me. I think it's just black.
That's pretty boring.
It'll bring out your eyes. Don't worry, Jim.
It'll bring out your eyes.
Bring out my dark, dead eyes.
Jesus, all right.
I had to buy something online the other day, and I realized I hadn't touched my wallet in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't.
You haven't touched your wallet in 3 weeks. How do you get your groceries?
My wife is the only one. She's like, yeah, my wife knows public health, and she's like, only one of us is going to the store. No one else is leaving the house unless they have to, and it's going to be me. I'm like, she's like, because I know the, you know, precautions.
She knows the public health procedures.
Right.
She's an expert at not catching the virus.
Yeah. So, yeah, like we've walked around town and stuff, but I haven't had to buy anything or get in a car. So I'm like, oh, damn. My God. What a life.
What a life you're living. How are you holding up with the kids? Is there like, are you getting any assistance soon for like taking care of your kids?
No.
Because all the like parents from my family, they already like tapped me and my sister to like, as soon as the quarantine lifts, we're just going to care for the kids for like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to it, man.
Oh, my kids are like, I got to get out of here. They're like, I'm moving in with Nan and Grandpa once this is over. They have like no interest in spending any more time with us at all. I think they're doing pretty well.
That's probably a sign that they're growing up, right? If you don't want to spend that much time with your parents anymore.
Yeah, right? Like they're teenagers.
Are they still doing school stuff? That'll be in session until like May, right?
Yeah, they finish up at the end of June. So we still have quite a few weeks.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and honestly, they've been doing really well with it, so yeah. I can't really complain, but it is what it is. They're doing all right. It's good. How about we talk about some Dota feelings? All right. Arian, how has Dota made you feel lately?
In the last week?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I just think it's nice, you know, fitting for the format to, you know, do it in a limited time frame. So let's talk only about my last week of Dota.
When you started playing Dota, how did you feel, Arian?
Yeah, what were the feelings that led you to find Dota, actually?
Why are you here now?
The feeling that led me to find Dota. Probably betrayal, if you ask me. I think I've told the story
you
before.
Have,
but
yeah.
The
yeah.
way I got introduced to Dota is I was with my best friend, Chaka, who's still my best friend to this day, but he doesn't play Dota anymore. We were looking to play a good RPG, and then a shady kid in my class heard us talking about it, and he came up to us, and he was like, hey, I can sell you Steam keys for this great role-playing game called Dota 2. So we were like, damn, it sounds great, and because we didn't know that Dota 2 was like not even an RPG. So we bought the game for us. We only later found out that the beta keys were free. So yeah, we got scammed into playing Dota, and we just never stopped. That's how I got into Dota. That was my first feeling about getting into Dota, I guess. But for this week in Dota, feelings have been pretty positive as well. I've been playing mostly Zeus and Death Prophet and Nature's Prophet. Two Prophets, one Gold.
Nice.
Okay. Nice.
Theming, I like it.
I'm trying out the Q Max build on Zeus, which I think I came up with. At least I've not seen anybody else do it. Where you only get one value point in your W for dewarding, and then you just max Q. And so far, I've been pretty successful in it. Of course, you don't put as much lane pressure onto the enemy hero anymore, but on the other hand, you only need like around 240 mana to reliably clear the entire wave. And then you still have most of your mana over for like jungling. And it just accelerates your early items by a lot. Like, even if I die in lane or something, I'll still be around 1.5k to 2k ahead from the Dota Plus average, which I don't think is that great of an orientation point, but I think it's still, you know, a good starting point.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So yeah, I need to do, like, I'm sure I'm not playing it ideally yet. I'm sure I still need to, like, adjust my build accordingly or something, but just maxing it so far has been giving me pretty good results. Yeah, that was my Zeus adventures, and then I've been also playing Nature's Prophet, as has anybody who plays Dota right now, because it's just broken, man. I don't know. I've not been a huge Prophet player, but you don't need to be that good with the Treants for you to be able to leverage their strength. Like, if you deny, like, a third of your own Treants, which is pretty easy, to be honest, you're going to do very well in lane. And then you just get blade mail, giving you like 30 damage for less gold than a hyperstone. Then you go orchid, and then you most of the time already won the game. And if not, then you go BKB.
I've played also two games. So quickly with the ult. I've played two games with your safe lane, Nature's Prophet, and we lost both of them. How do you explain yourself?
Those were actually the only two games I lost on safe lane, Nature's Prophet. Funnily enough.
So it's my fault. Know.
I'm not sure if it's your fault. I think the circumstances in those games were a bit hard for us to overcome. Yeah. Overall, I've had a pretty good week with Dota. I'm still playing DP, but I don't want to talk anymore about playing DP. It's just like the best hero in the game right now, and it's hard to not win your lane with it.
Nice.
Yeah. Besides that, I played Battle Cup yesterday. We got eliminated in the quarterfinals, but we did pretty well considering we were only ancients with one divine, one guy.
Yeah.
So we were forced to queue into tier 7 battle cup, and we did pretty well. We went 17-33, and that's only because they like farmed us a bit in the end. Like, the game was much closer over the entire time. Like, I laned with Ursi, I played Slark, we got a couple kills in lane and stuff, and slowly. Our Discord lobby where we were in, because we just used the normal WLD one for some reason. Like, there were just, like, I guess random people coming into the lobby who happened to watch the game on the stream because I was streaming the game and like in client. So at some point we're just like 8 or 9 people in our same Discord channel just talking over us while we were playing the game. And then we had one guy who I don't want to name his name, but he was pretty drunk. He was just drunk hanging out on the Discord channel where we were playing Battle Cup, and he was talking a lot, so at some point he stopped talking, and then like 10 minutes later, somebody, I don't know who said, but somebody told me that Ursi, who I was playing with, he apparently muted the guy with his server permission, and I didn't know that. I was like, wait, did you just mute him? He was like, yeah, I don't know, he kind of, I couldn't take it anymore. But then I asked him, like, yo, why you not just mute him? He was like, I mean, like, mute him for yourself. And he was like, I had to server mute him.
Oh my god.
Insane shit.
Abuse of power.
On our Discord. Actual Jeez. Abuse of
we,
power.
We welcomed Privileges him into our home. Revoked. And then he just abuses his privileges.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, apologies to the to our sweet listener who was muted.
I assume they were unmuted?
Yeah, yeah, he's okay. Unmuted, for sure.
Somebody unmuted him. Good.
But yeah, that's my week in Dota. I'm looking forward to the PPDL games that are coming up in a couple hours for my team. Same for your team, Charlene. Not for you, Jim, of course. But
no, I offered. I said I would. I'm willing to stand in 1 week for any PPDL team for only 750,000 euros.
Euros? Why are you taking payment in euros?
I don't know. Bayluck said he would offshore do it for a million euros. Yeah, yeah. In the British Virgin Islands. I'll send you the info. Yeah, Bayluck said he would do it for a million, and so I decided to undercut him.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So you get me for 3/4 of Bayluck's cost.
Sure. Speaking of getting paid for playing Dota, somebody who was not paid for playing Dota this week was Charlene.
What a segue. What a beautiful segue.
Wow. Thank you. I think it was pretty smooth, to be honest. Yeah. I don't know what you're flaming.
My week's been good. I've been playing a lot more Dota because I am now at home all the time. And, my part-time job isn't particularly demanding at the moment, so I have all this
also
free time.
This global pandemic probably
also that yeah
small impact.
Like all these things going on, so I'm just playing a lot of Dota, and I'm no longer in the Red Sea, thank you friends.
Very nice.
I don't think any of them were with you though. Wait, there was the one Wraith King game. You played Zeus and I played Wraith King, and I only picked Wraith King because I was so pissed off about all the Wraith King I was seeing and how we always got trounced by him. And that game, I tried to ban him. He didn't get banned, so I picked him. And lane went terrible, so I retreated to the jungle. And then
classic.
I still, farmed
that's
items.
That's
and
what
then
they
we
call
won.
The gym move. Yeah. Lose your lane, go jungle.
It was stupid. So strong.
Yeah, he's a really good hero.
Yeah, he is. Dota's fun. I'm enjoying it a lot. I realize that casual Dota is for me. I don't know. I think it's the same feeling that I've been having for a really long time.
Well, how are your PPDL games going, Charlene?
Oh, yesterday's were no bueno. We were against Aristocats. Shout out to Welshie and company. Our draft was going fine. Game one, our draft was all right, it was good. And then for whatever reason, Bea decided to go Faceless Void mid against a Queen of Pain.
Oh, whoops.
he made the decision. And what? He's like, no, you can disjoint the dagger with...
Sure, dude.
And we're like, okay. Bear's
too old to do that. He doesn't have to react to it anymore, no offense.
He did it a few times, but game was terrible. They also had a Tusk and a Clockwork, I think. Yeah, they had Tusk and Clockwork, so they had a lot of those barriers, right? And then Thea would Chrono, and it would, help them.
Oh, no.
Because we were a bunch of, melee-ish people. We had a safe lane PL Dazzle, and then mid Faceless Void, and then Caudal Axe. So, our cores didn't synergize together at all. And, the supports were kind of there, but not really. So, that game was just a disaster. It was fun, though, which is the important part. Game two, they cheese-picked the Broodmother, which
that's pretty dirty.
Yeah, but they did it to us before when we played them last week or before. Yeah, they picked the Broodmother, and that time we ended up being able to switch around our lanes and set Tidehunter against the Brood. So
that was a great game, by the way. I remember
That game was great, but we didn't have any such rotation that we could do for that matchup, so we just got steamrolled.
Whoops.
It was fun though.
I'm actually surprised the format is working so well, to be honest. The PPDL format, it seems like the teams are slowly settling in. We were able to do the draft on Monday this time, so people have a long time to schedule. Yeah, Jim, you remember when I told you about the format? You remember what you said?
I said it was unnecessarily complicated.
You said it was never going to work.
Yeah. I mean, there were some changes from the initial plan you sent me. But
That's true. Yeah, there's only one small problem with the format. So the way I set up the formula, right, it rewards teams for winning matchups against teams that are ranked higher than them. So if you win against a team that's ranked higher than you, you're going to get a lot more points than when you're winning against a team that's ranked lower than you. So the problem is the formula kind of breaks as soon as a team gets around under 1,000 points. And there's a team at 300 points right now. So if this team, it's secret team, if they beat any team that's has even a tiny amount of points, they're immediately going to get catapulted to first place. Because the formula's kind of broken.
Do they know that?
Because the formula works by dividing the winning team through the points of the winning team with the points of the losing team. So if the losing team doesn't have a lot of points, they get a lot more gold. But again, they get a lot more points. Nice. So if, because they only have 300 points, that calculation like completely breaks. So if they actually win the game, I think we'll have to look at that point distribution because I don't think it's that balanced.
That's hilarious.
So if they beat Sync Cats, they're like...
Yeah, if they beat Sync Cats,
they have an untouchable lead on every other team in the league.
If they beat Sync Cats, I believe they get around 43,000 points. For reference, I think overall in the league right now, if you add all the teams' points together, it's not going to be a lot more than 40,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
they become the undisputed champions of Dota.
Maybe we should just let it go. If they win, so be it. They win the league.
If they beat Sync Cats, their names go on the Aegis in the client.
I wish. But yeah, I think that's it for the PPDL. We're looking forward to the matchup this week. We're in the third week now. Next week is the final week. Having some pretty good stories so far. Tempest, they like got battered in the first week. They went like 0-4. And they lost like 2k points, but they're getting back there. They're almost at second place again.
The series yesterday against Sync Cats was really good.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to cast, to be honest. Good Dota. They won one in the end, which still is good for Tempest. They got a bit of points out of that.
Yeah, that game they lost was wild. I mean, I know you watched it because you were casting it. But like, did you have a chance to see it, Charlene? I'll tell you about it.
No, I was in my own game, unfortunately. Ah, okay. Yeah,
so, like, Tempest had, like, a couple different cores, and Sync Cats was running, like, a 4-protect-1 around their Medusa, mm-hmm. With Parker on the Medusa, and, like, Tempest was winning team fights, and they had a lead, and they were pushing, and it was going really well, and then Parker pulled a Rapier, and...
Nice.
Yeah, they pushed a lane... And they just went tier 3, tier 4 throne. And Tempest just like didn't TP back in time. They and they just TP lost. Like that time. Was it.
They just lost instantly. Like, the Medusa had a Rapier as well.
Yeah, I mentioned that. And it was just like it just ended. Like that was the end of the game. And Arian and his co-caster were just like
we were going crazy. Wow. Oh, that, James was like gigglish.
It was wild. And the second game was really good too. Those are some really good Dota. It was fun to watch.
Good Dota that we're seeing here, to be honest. I'm hyped for the rest of the weeks, especially next week, the fourth week, when there's like a lot at stake. Because if Tempest does very, very well next week, they may get to place one again, which would be pretty hype.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've had a lot more fun watching the PPDL than I expected. It's really good.
Thank you. Great you're enjoying it.
I am. I'm also enjoying playing Dota.
Have you? All right. Perhaps tell me about that a bit, Jim.
Yeah. Building on Charlene's comments about our king, the green king.
Yes. Skeleton king.
Yeah. We were playing Thursday night. And, like, you know, your profile pops up with, like, your most successful heroes all time. And Wraith King showed up on it. And I realized I've never lost a Wraith King game.
100%.
100% win rate with Wraith
King. Beautiful.
And I'm like, well, he's like super good now, so let me take him out. And I put him in a game, and I maxed, you know, little boys, the little skeleton boys.
The little boys?
Little boys, yeah. And yeah, you just like do okay in lane because you're kind of tanky. Mm-hmm. And then
kind of tanky. Also good damage, you know, good attack animation.
Yeah, and then you just walk the boys around the jungle. And like once you get that talent, level 15 talent, like everybody just dies to your skeletons.
Because they're doing... So you do go the attack damage on your Wraith King builds.
The skeletons attack
damage. Yeah, the skeleton attack damage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that better? I kind of like 15 strength. That's like 300 HP or something, right?
Yeah, but you already have a lot of HP. And I guess, you have 8 skeletons. They're each hitting. That's 240 damage each time they attack.
Sure, but I mean, that's like very situational damage, right? not in every situation where you're playing you're going to be able to get the skeletons to hit something, because they're either going to be cleared or the enemy is going to have some sort of vanguard or a crimson guard perhaps or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess like those situations where your enemy has a vanguard.
Arian, really, do you have 100% win rate with Wraith King, though?
My bad. I shouldn't talk to this if I don't have 100% win rate with Wraith King.
But, like, yeah, I mean, it has a win rate bonus.
What does Hector build? That's all I need to know.
Oh, true, yeah. I guess that's what decides it. What does Hector build, Sam?
I don't know.
Sam?
Sam's not here
whoops,
either.
My bad, Jim. Sorry.
It has a huge win rate increase in Divine.
The skeleton attack damage?
Yeah. Damn. But yeah, it's crazy. And like everything just dies. And you just take their entire base in like 2 seconds.
That is true. They are very good against buildings. It's like rivaling like a DP ult damage, I guess, almost, when you get it against a building.
And I haven't had a chance to... I didn't have a chance to get the 2x skeleton spawned because there was a Quaswex Invoker and I didn't want to die without mana. So I take that one. But yeah, the hero is like super easy. It's awesome.
Very easy. It's great.
You just get a radiance, you just
terrible.
Walk at people.
I hate it.
We had one team fight where I got my radiance, so I show up, and then Greg's playing Earthshaker, and we get to this fight, and Greg sends this like fissure down that just completely splits the team fight. And the enemy heroes like can't get anywhere because they're kind of stuck between terrain and the fissure, but we can't get to the enemy heroes. And they're just, and like, we're just kind of like staring at each other over the fissure, and they're all burning down from my radiance. And then we like team wiped them and took like 3 towers because of the skeletons. It was wild. So yeah, I am all in on Wraith King now. He's very super nice. Good.
Any other heroes you've been playing?
I don't know. What did I do? I've been playing some Crystal Maiden again.
Ooh, very nice. Your most played hero, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And I realized
she
didn't have a lot of... I think she is, because I think she fits really well with the new patch, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I played her last night, and we won that game. She's fun.
Do you max Ice? Do you max Frostbite, or do you max Crystal Nova these days?
I take one in Frostbite and max Crystal Nova.
Okay. So that's still the standard build. Good to know.
Yeah, and that depends on your teammates with the mana aura, but you know, if they have like nothing to spam, there's no point, but they almost always do. Yeah, I've been playing some Crystal. I'm trying to get some Dota Plus point levels for her, because she's my number one played hero, but I don't have any. She's like level 2 or 3 or something, so gotta up that up. It's all about the shards. That's why we play.
Sure. I think it's time, Jim, for the news.
All right. Yeah, the biggest news, I think, this week is we got a patch. We got a numbered patch, not just a lettered patch.
It's a very tiny patch.
Yeah, tiny in terms of... what it, you know, patch notes.
Mm-hmm. Great just, in terms of its implications.
Yeah, one of the patch notes is just a meta patch note. It just says this release focused only on the following changes. And then the second note is attributes no longer provide magic resistance, spell amp, and move speed for strength, intelligence, and agility.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut down the... they deflated the economy. They cut it down. 10% from bounties and killstreak gold reduced by 50%.
Even Dota 2, the Dota 2 economy is going into recession at this point.
Yeah, seriously.
Just less money everywhere.
Yeah. So, Arian, you said this has a great impact.
Yeah, so this is... first of all, interesting stat here. This is the... certified, I heard this from a reputable source. This is the smallest fully numbered patch in the Dota 2 history.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes, because normally like small patches like this, it would be like a 7.26F or something.
Right.
So I think the gold bounty change is just a nerf to carries overall. It's just pretty simple because carries depend more on gold bounties than supports, because a bigger chunk of the income is from gold bounties instead of passive gold. So it nerfs the, if you compare a carry economy to a support economy, it nerfs the carry economy more. And then also, of course, the killstreak gold is a massive nerf to comebacks and stuff like that, because the gold you give to other people is pretty insane. And then the last thing is the attribute changes. This is probably the thing that I don't really know how this will shake out yet, and I don't think a lot of people know right now. It makes the game a lot simpler again. I think this is a nerf to strength heroes, or at least that would be my gut reaction, because I think out of these three things, I think it's probably the least big of a loss for agi heroes, because like you got like what 5 movement speed or something from your agi from most heroes. That's like nothing. So effectively, I guess this is a buff to agi heroes. But then I think it's the biggest impact for strength heroes. I think they're nerfed the hardest because that magic resistance was huge for some heroes, especially for your like centaurs or your axes. And then I would think intelligence heroes are like middle in the pack. I think it's pretty neutral for intelligence heroes because sure, you lose the spell amp, but then again, a lot of the strength carries who are still pretty meta probably are now a lot more vulnerable to your magic damage.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's interesting. I was looking at some of the data beforehand, and Zeus's win rate went up.
Damn.
And it just shows that like the loss of strength heroes MR had more impact than the loss of Zeus's spell amp.
Exactly.
You know?
And if it's that way for Zeus, who like probably benefited from that spell amp the most, every magic hero is going to be like come out from this better than Zeus probably.
Yeah, Venna went up even more because he didn't lose any spell amp.
True. Yeah, that's a good point.
Charlene, have you do you have any thoughts on 726? Have you experienced anything in your games?
I mean, I guess the games that we played last night were on that patch, and logically, I agree with everything that Arian said. I think the biggest nerf is to strength heroes, just because it was also ridiculous, right? Like, you'd have Tidehunters and Centaurs who have these huge hero pools, and like Tidehunter already has his Kraken Shell, but you could never lock them down. Slardar is another one who comes to mind. Like, you could just, they just have so much strength and status resist that couldn't do anything against them. And I noticed that a bit in our game, maybe, but also just because we were getting rolled, like our our axe was a lot more susceptible, things like that. But overall, I think it's a good shift because I was feeling like strength heroes were too much.
Yeah. I'm definitely more of an int hero player, so I like strength heroes getting nerfed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this you gotta love Storm. Storm's gonna be a lot better, right?
Yeah, sure. Let me look at this minute actually. Yeah, it went up by a bit immediately. I still don't think he's in a great place right now.
You never will.
You never do.
I mean, but right now it's objectively true, right? He has like a 46% win rate. That's pretty terrible. To read the future, I need entry. Especially in this meta where like you would think that Storm is strong, but he's really not. His numbers are a bit too low at the moment, I think.
Yeah, I think can I give a hot take on 726 and who I think would be the big winner?
Yeah, love our hot takes. Yeah.
All right. Well, the big winner, obviously, because it's We Like Dota's thing, is all gold nerfs mean Alk is buffed. So Alk is like first ban now. But
yeah, for sure.
I think Crystal Maiden is going to be the hero of the patch because reducing the gold bounties and reducing the amount of gold in the economy.
Yeah, she doesn't have gold anyway. She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. And really does is it makes regen, the real cost of Clarities and Tangos and Salves is higher now. So what doesn't move up?
Exactly.
The whole game slowed down, but natural regen doesn't move up. So Crystal Maiden's regen aura helps.
Also,
Crystal Maiden also at 15th level. gives a magic resistance aura to everyone.
True. Yeah, that's going to be
which strength heroes were missing. So I think she's going to be really good.
And I love this.
I think
this
Wraith
take.
King will continue to be good because he has the lifesteal aura, and that doesn't cost any money.
I think that's a pristine take, Jim.
Yeah.
I would also like to add that Crystal Maiden, she has a very low base int and a pretty bad int gain, which means she didn't have that much spell amp to begin with, which means relative to the other heroes, she's not losing as much. But she benefits at least as good as any int hero, if not more than the average int hero, from the magic resistance going away on strength heroes, because she's only magic damage. She basically doesn't do physical damage.
Yeah.
Big win off the patch.
There's virtually no change in her win rate.
I'm going to play Sion tonight.
But I believe it.
Yeah, I guess somebody just has to play her right. They don't know the new 7.26 way to play CM yet, where you max aura and get a Midas to get to level 15 to extract maximum value of your level 15 magic resistance talent.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll be undefeated on Crystal Maiden in this patch, along with Wraith King. Alk though. Did you guys ban Alk first? I feel like Alk just has to be first banned.
I mean,
now.
We played Alk in our PPDL game last week. That was a really fun game. I went Battle Fury on Alchemist and I felt pretty strong. Like, if you go like Battle Fury, AC Abyssal, you like hit pretty much are one of the best right clickers in the game, I feel like. And I mean, this makes Alk even better. So if I might consider picking it even more now, because if I could win with it before, I can win with it now for sure, because he's just a better hero now.
Yeah, his win rate in Divine is up to about 57%, so.
Damn, really?
Yeah, and on 10% pick rate too.
Wowzers.
And they nerfed him so hard, right? They took away so many parts of his ult, and still, because I guess he's so good in the meta, he's just conceptually broken. Damn, that's a crazy uptick. Oh my god. I'm looking at the graphs right now. Jesus.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a good hero. Yeah, all right. I know what I'm... All right, I think for this, for the upcoming games, this podcast is going to release later today anyway, so I can talk about the games. I think we're going to pick Alchemist and Nature's Prophet in our two games today.
And CM. Don't forget the CM.
Yeah. We'll pick CM as well.
Yeah, Alchemist is just wild. He'll get first banned, I think.
For sure. Insane
hero. How... Turning from the PPDL to a lesser event.
Man, the segues today on fire.
Yeah, you bet. The ESL One Los Angeles Major. You have some news for this.
Yeah. Have you guys been watching this? It's been a pretty fun tournament to watch, even though, of course, the stakes aren't that high, seeing as there are no DPC points awarded for this game, for this tournament. But they had a really long group stage because what all the orcs are trying to do now is because they can't run real events anyway. They can only run online leagues because of the virus, obviously. Every tournament organizer is kind of trying to put together a hasty online league just to show Valve that they can run online leagues and basically have that be their like practical application to run the official DPC leagues for next year. We've seen ESL do this ESL Los Angeles Online League. We've seen WePlay do this with the WePlay Pushka League. BTS got on this recently as well with their BTS Pro Series. So, and China obviously has had leagues for a long time now. So China already has a million leagues. So almost or like already at this point with online leagues, even though the leagues aren't supposed to start for a long time, we're already getting to see how the next DPC year might look like, because it will considerably change. This specific league, the biggest story is probably the fall of Team Secret. We can talk later about this, Jim. if we think if this is just a fall in this tournament, or if this is the yearly fall of Team Secret, where they don't come back from, obviously. And then the biggest story is probably Viking.gg, their run on the lower bracket, which sadly ended a couple minutes ago. They got tooled by OG, but it's nonetheless very impressive.
Huh.
Did you guys watch any games?
Who's even on Viking?
You probably don't know the players. So this is actually it's Shad, Boom, Toby, Aramis, and Celery.
Celery, I love it.
So
Celery's a good one.
They're like a European squad. They have mostly Dutch players. They have two Dutch players, one Czech player, one Israeli player, and one Danish player. They're like a European team. They have before never qualified to any DPC event.
Maybe they're just LAN players.
You mean online players? Like,
yeah, like maybe they just really, or yeah, sorry, online players. Maybe they clam up when you have to like go to a space and whatever, but then they're actual like pub stars and they're in their zone, in their comfort.
I don't think they've ever played a LAN though. Like I think they've only won online tournaments, which makes this even more surprising. Just think about how big of an upset this is. This is not the only upset in this tournament. We had Team Nigma, the TI champions, and the Kuroki going down, and they were in the finals this year. They went down to Chicken Fighters, iconic team. They had a lot of fiber on them. Also, I think that was funny. Chicken Fighters, they just Team Nigma, they picked Mars in every game they played in the lower bracket. They picked it 3 times in a row.
Mars has been everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen Sepp play it today. He's done some really cool tricks where you like go into the phalanx mode, and if you throw the spear, then it like goes directly behind you. So like it's very nice to do jukes with, because you never expect the spear like coming out behind Mars and not in front of him.
Oh, because it turns him around when he's running away.
Exactly. Yeah, but if he puts the phalanx, he basically like throws the spear over his shoulder behind him.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's a weird interaction. Team Nigma got beat by Chicken Fighters. Viking.gg did a like death march through the lower bracket. They first beat Alliance, then they beat Team Secret, who was like undoubtedly the best team in the world until this tournament, probably. I don't think most people would disagree with that. And they got 2-0'd by Viking.gg.
Get them, Celery.
Wow, those are some. And like, they got like.
Celery owning.
They honestly made some of these pros look overpaid, not gonna lie. Then Viking.gg, they played against their friends in the lower bracket, against Chicken Fighters, the two underdogs, fighting it out. And a lot of the players apparently are friends with each other from these two teams, so it was extra dramatic. Viking won, and then they lost just a couple minutes ago against OG. Sure, they lost, but they lost against a team with Sumail, Notail, and Seb. I don't think there's any shame in this run. I think it's still a very significant achievement for them to get this far, even if it's just an online tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it looks like Celery plays a lot of Cookie Grandma.
Yeah, he does. Speaking of Celery, I actually got to interview the guy my work. And
nice.
I just wanted to give one interesting bit of information. So he's a vegan. And
Celery
is
a vegan.
Yes. So
that fits.
His name, it actually means what you guys think it means. It means celery in Welesian. In Welsh, sorry. I think you called Welsh, right? The English dialect. It's not English. It's like
what? The
small province of England. Welsh.
This is going all over.
Welsh,
like
the language?
From Wales.
From Wales?
Yeah, Wales. So apparently Celery, or however he writes this in his nickname, it means celery in Welsh. So like the, it's not the vegetable. Yeah, like the vegetable.
Yeah, yeah.
So he actually named himself after the vegetable because he's a vegan. And after his loss against Secret, after his win against Secret, the only thing that he did is, on his Twitter, he posted a link to his Instagram, and he was trying to promote his vegan cooking recipes that his Instagram is just full on. Very,
I love it.
Very, very pure soul. Like, just 2-0'd the best team in the world, and all you do is promote your vegan cooking recipes on your Instagram.
Nice.
I thought that was really funny.
I like celery. I'm not vegan, but I can get behind this guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Apparently, they're not that heartbroken about their loss. So it's nice that they're, you know, at least that's what he told me, that they're still just proud of how far they've come.
That's awesome.
Yep. I think the finals are going on right now. It's VP against OG. VP has been looking godly, honestly. From what I've been told, this is mostly due to Resolution, because the Resolution played in NA for a long time now, right? And his English got a lot better, but he had a pretty bad start with his English because he just wasn't that proficient in the language anymore. And apparently now that he's back with a Russian-speaking team, it's a lot easier for him to like communicate and play the godly Dota that he usually plays, is what I guess is the biggest explanation for dominance. Still, this is like a very new roster that Virtus Pro have, especially Zayak, the new position 4 player. He was like very much undiscovered until he played for Virtus Pro. He played on Na'Vi for a while, but like Na'Vi is not like tier 1 anymore. So let's be real. Virtus Pro is looking amazing. I think they're probably going to take it against OG. They're already up one game. I'm thinking a 3-1 or maybe a 3-2 if OG are lucky.
Okay, one quick note on ESL1 Los Angeles, particularly relating to VP.
Yes.
Techies 100%.
I was just going to say the Zyduck or whatever his name.
Zyduck.
He's
Psyduck.
Psyduck. Oh, cool. He's their Techies player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a few clips of him.
Sepp got wrecked.
Yeah, they've won 3 games. all 3 games which Techies was picked.
Nice.
So. Jim, is it time we tell the story of why EG won TI5?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you didn't remember.
Yeah, because they... no one else could play Techies. Only Aoi could play Techies because he was taught by PPD's brother.
Mm-hmm. So they had one ban less, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Very nice, Trim. Thanks for that.
Yep. Any team that played EG had one fewer ban.
Yeah. Do you guys think TI is going to still happen, guys?
It'll happen, just not in person.
I hope they still let precedent. Sweden. That's like my big hope, that they do it like they did the past ESL events, where they just like banned visitors.
Huh. I was thinking about this. Do either of you have thoughts about like a battle pass? Because I'm thinking TI is not really going to happen in the sense of one big event. They might make more money from a battle pass because everyone's playing Dota, everyone's sitting at home.
I think they're going to release the battle pass this Tuesday, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's my prediction. I'm not sure if it's going to hold true, but it's my prediction for now. I think this Tuesday is a prime day to drop the battle pass.
Bold. Yeah. Charlene, what are your thoughts on the battle pass?
I'm hyped. I'm hyped to see how they exploit everyone being at home. I imagine they'll just make things a lot more interactive and... like, usually there's not a lot of coverage for the qualifier games, right? But maybe now, because everyone has more ample time, they'll do more of that and then include that in the Battle Pass and just add even more things on it, maybe?
Hmm. I mean, it depends on how the virus is affecting operations at Valve, right? I imagine they're not like as productive as they would usually be, which could result in some features being delayed.
That's very true, yeah. Yeah, I hadn't really considered that.
Yeah, but it's also like a lot of the stuff is not things you necessarily have to be in the office for, you know?
That's true, yeah.
I mean, like, working from home is harder, like, believe me, if you have kids, I'm there.
I mean, but, like, to be fair, like, every person who works at Valve makes, like, $2 million a year or something, so I'm sure they'll be fine working from home. They all have, like, big mansions or something.
And all the artists who do, all like the third-party artists who do the...
Yeah, they don't earn anything. They just get exploited by Valve.
Right, but they also will still provide their stuff for us to buy.
Yeah, that's true.
To contribute to their exploitation.
Yes.
Oh, God. So. All right.
All right. How about we move on to questions. Noobs ask noobs.
Yeah, sounds good.
The first question we have for Noobs Ask Noobs. Arian, when you are given the option to press any key, which key do you typically press? That's from Dora the Destroyer.
Exactly. Spacebar.
Spacebar.
Yeah. I think it was okay. A straightforward, Charlene. Clean key. Just press it. That's it.
Either caps locks or enter.
Caps locks?
Depending.
Caps
yeah. Lock. I do like the larger key on the other side. And it's either, whether like my left hand is more accessible or my right hand.
But then you have to press it again to stop it from lighting up, right?
Yeah, maybe, right? Because then all the stuff's in caps. So every time we think you're just flaming your opponents is because you had to press it, a key at some point.
It's just a large key that it's easily accessible. Caps lock?
It's like a key that doesn't reset itself automatically, right? You have to press it twice.
Yeah. True, but I was asked a question. I'm a noob, and I'm answering.
I don't know. That's kind of very troubling, to be honest.
I will admit, my mind is blown that caps lock is the opposite of enter. Like, it is just the other side of enter.
Yeah.
Mine is always enter, but yeah, I see caps lock.
Pretty weird. All right, I'm troubled now. Can we continue?
Yes.
I feel kind of comfortable now.
Yield Raven asks, this is a quick one. Now that heroes can be banned by having both players on opposite teams picking the same hero, can you work through all of the heroes one by one and get everyone banned? The answer is yes. It was on Reddit. Like,
I guarantee you that was fake. Come on. Like, the chances of that happening are so astronomically low.
No, they went through it alphabetically. Like, you know, two people started trolling each other.
Well, yeah, but then it was like not... Then it like... They coordinated it. They staged it. It didn't happen naturally.
Oh, right, yeah. Like, right.
I just think the chances of this happening naturally is astronomically low.
Oh, yeah. It's never, like, really going to happen. But it does work.
It's a bunch of fake.
Let's go with Monster, friend of the show. When watching professional Dota, do you support a team organization, such as OG, Navi, or Newbie, a specific player, Seb, Dendi, or Kaká, or just any team within a region, North America, EUCIS, or China? Charlene, how do you root for Pro Dota?
Everything is contingent on other stuff. I root for the organization if I tend to like the organization, so I tend to like OG and Liquid and Alliance for whatever reason. So I will root for those as long as they're OG, Liquid, and Alliance. But then I also root for specific players. Because of you, I have allegiance to Hector.
Right,
because of
Thank
Sam,
you.
I have allegiance to Nico Baby, who is also on Alliance, Liquid? I can't remember. I get those two
mixed
up.
He's on Alliance.
He's on Alliance, but, you know. So if he leaves Alliance, I will still support Nico Baby. I also have strong allegiance for PPD, as you all know, for better or for worse. It's mostly for the worse. And also Envy, just because Envy is so,
he's so
entertaining.
Yeah. Entertaining person, yeah.
And then regions, I don't really care about regions. It's just if the games are playing in a time zone or at a time where I can watch it, then I'll be interested in it. But
that's a good call.
Yeah. So it's definitely a mix.
Yeah.
All of the above.
I would probably rank them. I think every one of those things, that being player, region, and team, matters to me to a degree. But if I would rank it from least important to most important, it would probably be region, team, player. Yeah, I think that's the ranking that I'm going with.
You're very, very nationalistic, because region and then teams are still pretty region-based, and then players
are... From least to most important.
Oh,
so
least
region
to most
important.
Oh,
the least
okay.
to me.
Okay.
Then the team matters a bit more, and then the players matter the most.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. I think for me, I root for an organization.
E.g.?
So I just kind of picked EG. Like, I really think that, like, watching this stuff is more like, even sports, like watching stuff is more fun when you have a rooting interest, so you might as well just pick a team.
Mm-hmm.
And just trick yourself into caring about it, which I'm comfortable with. So I do that for EG. And then players, you know, I like Hector, Nico Baby for Sam. I like Insania because of your interviews with him, Arian.
Yeah, thank you.
So
thank
any place Insania is, I'll root for. And now Celery.
Celery!
So I'm a huge Vicken GG fan.
Man, I'm.
And then Regions, I don't really care, but I just like to root for NA to troll Arian.
I'm scared of this Liquid roster disbanding soon. I think they're reaching their breaking point too soon. They like lost for so like they've been
Nygma
losing for such
or
a
Liquid?
Long time now. Liquid.
Yeah.
Liquid. Okay.
I think they're going to reach their breaking point at some point.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw Insania was streaming recently, so I got to watch some of that.
Very cool.
So he got the fractions of a penny from the ad. You're welcome.
Supporting your boy. Get him.
Yeah.
All right. Next question, Drew.
Yeah. Let's go with old Grandma Ruby. Have you guys changed anything Dota-wise to keep morale and spirits high during quarantine? Arian, let's start with you.
I'm trying some new duels and playing a bit less ranked. You must keep my sanity at a good.
You must also prepare for
because
war.
You don't want to overtilt yourself when you can't really go out and take a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Charlene, you talked a little bit about changes to your Dota life.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot more Dota, and a lot of it has been in-houses. I think that just ensures that it's with people that you'll actually have fun playing with. So that might be the change, like instead of queuing for pubs or anything. And there's so many people on now that it's easy to gather enough for in-houses.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy how many in-houses just you and me have played together in the past 2 weeks. It's like two times a week, two or three games. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's a lot of fun, though. I've been enjoying the in-houses. Also, I had like my only anti-mage win for the past like 2 months. I had it in the in-house we played last week. Very proud of that one.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Getting better at them, slowly but surely. But that specific game I actually owned, and I actually played against like very competent players, so it felt extra nice. I played.
You'd be burning in no time.
I worked so hard.
Yeah,
Shalim
gave me a really good
name,
that's true. I mean, they had Chender, Twoflakes, Sly, Scuba Clown, and Cowbell. They had insanely competent players on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, what precautions are you taking for your Dota sanity?
I think I'm just playing less.
No.
Because it's so busy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because we still have full-time jobs, which we're lucky for. We're fortunate. But then we also have, you know, kids at home all the time. So I think it's been a bit less Dota. But, the in-houses have been a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
I've had a lot of fun with those.
Very cool.
Last question from Rex Cow. The rebranding of RX Cowbell.
Rex Cow reloaded.
Cowbell reloaded. Cowbell 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Was support morphling ever a thing?
I don't think so. I remember I tried to make it a thing once, but it didn't really work, so I gave up.
I think it was a thing, right?
Yeah. The build for it is clear. You just morph all strength and you just stun people.
Yeah, but that's pretty bad in my opinion. I don't know if that's really justifies the pick, to be honest.
For a while, pros were doing it. Mm-hmm. You'd see it occasionally. This was like years ago. And they would just go for like the 4.5 second or 5 second stun or whatever it was when you had the max strength gain. I think they changed it since then. They nerfed
it. Yeah, the max nowadays is 3, sadly.
Oh, that stinks. Yeah, there used to be something where like you could just like have like 50% uptime on stuns or something.
Yeah.
From like across the map with waveform and a blink. But no one plays it now because they nerfed the stun distance. or the stun duration.
I used to try to build Vlads on the full strength morph for some value armor, but that also didn't work. I just feel like it doesn't offer enough besides the stun. And like, you can't rely on morph to win your team fights because you never know what abilities you're gonna get, so it's hard
unless
to play
you have a core shaker.
True, if you have a core shaker, then that makes it a lot better. But you still have to kind of get an axe to make it good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe you also have an alchemist.
Ooh, maybe.
Ooh. I wonder what draft will be coming out from your team
I'm working that stretch, Charlene. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Nick, you're playing more.
Oh, no.
Enjoy support morphling. Everyone, that was our episode. Thank you for listening. Do we have any plugs? Check out streams. Join our Discord to find out when PBDL games are going to be cast.
Yeah,
they're a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
You get to see the people you know play games.
And maybe even some people you don't know.
Maybe.
I don't even pay attention to them.
Oh, damn. All right.
And, yeah, stay safe out there.
Yeah, wear stay safe, stay cool. Healthy.
Stay safe, guys. Bye.
Buy yourself a mask that picks up your eyes and be healthy.